Welcome to the tax update for April, and I've got five items to cover this month. The first of which is just an observation that all of the political parties have been promising new fiscal changes after the general election on 7th May. And that type of political promising worries me, because I believe what we need in tax is a period of stability rather than small changes. But these small changes mean that each year you have to look at slightly different rules, and in fairness to HMRC, they do publish helpful toolkits which highlight the errors which HMRC observe in returns, and therefore they're good for risk assessment. As usual, this podcast is accompanied by detailed notes which in themselves contain links should you wish to do further research. And in this case, I do recommend that you take a look at the links for toolkits. HMRC have also published an organogram of their senior management, and on looking at it, I was struck by the sheer number of directors within HMRC. It seems a very unusual organisation, but it does seem to deal with many diverse functions. There's also a new disclosure obligation which has been imposed on employers who use notifiable schemes and are now required to tell the employee if a scheme is being used and provide additional information to HMRC. These disclosure requirements apply from 16th April, and I've set out in the notes the additional information which needs to be supplied to HMRC. Some good news is that from 6th April 2015, amounts held within a children's trust fund can be transferred into junior ISAs. And finally, HMRC have published a short and very readable guidance note on the new pension flexibilities, which is available to those over 55 in defined contribution schemes. And I'd recommend a read if you think clients might be of interest. Thanks for listening.